Hello, I'm Kim Hartman, Director of Religious Education at the Fellowship, and I am so glad that you have joined us for today's annual Youth Credo Service. The word credo is translated from Latin, means I believe, or what I set my heart to. The Credo Service is an important ritual in Unitarian Universalism that marks one step on one's path to adulthood. Similar to a First Communion or Bar or Bat Mitzvah, it symbolizes one's growing maturity. Throughout our program year, youth participating in the mentoring or coming of age portion of our youth programs explore Unitarian Universalism, their values, their beliefs, and the various ways that these connect. Their personal credo statement represents the culmination of this year of self-discovery. This is also our very first Being a Teen service. This year, we piloted a new program for our youth called Being a Teen or BATS. This four-year program is designed to help our youth continue to form their UU faith identity, to do self-exploration, and consider how they wish to bring their UU values into their adult lives. Today's service is brought to you by all of the youth who attended BATS this year, and it is entirely created by them. You've done a wonderful job, young BATS, and we are proud of you. It's been a large undertaking to create this program, and I want to thank all of the volunteer staff who made this possible. Our BATS leaders, Alan Bruce, David Dodd, Emily Peterson, and Marty Wheeler worked diligently all year to bring our young people quality content. The youth who will be sharing their credos today worked one-on-one with a volunteer. These loving hearts are Chester Binky, Wendy Boehm, Cindy Duckert, Julie Handworker, Brian Looker, and Mark Marnaka. Finally, I want to give a shout out to our guest star, Tony Salzik, who taught all of us over Zoom how to make the most delicious, made-from-scratch biscuits on a cold and dark night in the middle of winter. Thank you for helping us to warm our kitchens and our souls, Tony. As Unitarian Universalists, our fourth principle calls us to the lifelong endeavor of a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. And the credos presented to us here today are the first public statements of faith that these young people will make. Today, we have the unique honor of receiving these very personal declarations of truth. Let's begin.
Hi, I'm Lily Altman, and I, like everyone, am constantly changing. This fact has always been something that I've simultaneously embraced and have had trouble with. Throughout my life, I've always been the mom friend, the reliable one, the one that others can always count on to care about them and be a constant in their life. So the fact that I'm always changing, that gave me trouble at first. If I'm not my friend's rock, their constant, what am I? What am I if I can't be this for my friends, this title that I've always been given and happily accepted? As humans, most of us are scared of change, even if we aren't aware of it. We're scared of what we don't know and what could happen. Change, for most people, has a kind of negative connotation to it. But when we stop thinking of change as something negative and instead something positive, that's when we can start embracing change. You're probably going to laugh at me, but something I learned about in school really helped me grasp this concept for myself better. Last year, when I was taking biology, Darwinism and natural selection were big concepts that I needed to understand to pass. If you're not sure what Darwinism is, I don't blame you. It's not a very easy concept to grasp, but it's basically the thought that the traits of an organism that make it stronger will be passed down and adapted by more of the species, while traits that don't won't be. Plants, animals, and even humans are constantly evolving and changing, and as a human, so do I. In the past few years, I've explored my identity, my style, which I could only have done if I stopped viewing change as something to be feared. If you had told 8th grade me that in the future they would genuinely like wearing dresses, I probably would have laughed at you. We're all constantly changing. Our experiences, other people, everything causes us to change. When I was in kindergarten, my favorite book series was the Magic Treehouse books. The main concept of it is that two kids, a sister and her older brother, find a treehouse that whenever they go into it, they're transported into a different time period where they would have to go on various missions, like retrieving an item, helping somebody, and things like that, before they could return. These two would go everywhere together. I most vividly remember them visiting the moon and the pyramids, and I always liked how independent the two were and how easily they dealt with problems. But now I realize that they weren't super independent, they just weren't afraid of change. Whenever they were transported into a new time, they weren't frightened by the new things, they embraced it. They were always eager to help, and instead of being scared, they welcomed these opportunities to learn and experience new things. And I think that we could all benefit from being more like those kids, open to new experiences and embracing change. So, that's me. I'm changing. I always have, and I always will. For better and for worse, I'm changing. Who I was yesterday is different from who I am today, and who I will be tomorrow is different from who I'll be the day after that. So, I'll leave you with this one. Don't see change as a door closing. Sometimes it's a lot more fun just to open a window and jump into something that you've never done before.
True friendship is my friendship with you, where all our conversations feel so true. We laugh and laugh until we turn pink, and sometimes it makes me think, do I really know what true friendship is, or am I unsure like I am the questions on a quiz? I know that true friends will always have each other's back, and that nothing we say should be an act. I know that true friends can joke around with each other, even if I accidentally call you my mother. The one thing I am completely sure of is that true friendship is my friendship with you.
The race. Bane. The race begins with a burst. The runner sprint to be the first. Changing and growing to be the best, even though they will never rest. They run down a path that never ends, just to be the first around the bend. The longer they run, the more they change. Some grow paws, some grow manes. Others grow feet and spring from the trees, and wings have appeared on the back of these. The humans were first around the bend. They gain knowledge and learn how to mend. Faster and smarter, they lead the pack, not even stopping for a small snack. They learn to invent to maintain the lead, to grow and protect the things that they need. Sometimes they fight among each other before they realize that they are brothers. Together they grow and learn the race, just so that they can keep their pace. Soon they learn to lean on each other, to take what's down and bring it higher, to learn what it means to lend a hand, to help the fallen without need of command. Helping each other be their best, because that is the real test. Hand in hand, brothers and sisters, they help each other with the smallest whispers. They pass every hill and bump with ease. When one falls, they just say please. Faster and faster, they fly through time. Soon they come to a world that's yours and mine. The 21st century is where they seem to slow, even though time goes on the down low. We came into this world without a clue of the beauty of nature, of the different hues. But as fast as we came, we started to sprint, to catch up with the front, to give them a hint that we are the future of what is to be. That they are the past, that it is up to you and me. We are the future, it's our time to shine, to make a difference, to make everything fine. It is our job to pick up the slack of the ones before us that have started to lack. It is our job to grab the reins, to lead this race even when it starts to rain. We have to push through the pain and sorrow so that we can have a better tomorrow. We lead this race, the big and the small, a new generation to lead them all. Soon there will come a day where we fall down, unable to get up and continue the bound. We will slip out of the race and into a calm that is warm, like a hug from a mom. Some call it death, others call it a journey. I, for one, call it a place without worry. the world reclaims our spirit and body to use as building blocks for the things that go potty. When we are gone, the race will go on, led by the young that sing their own song. By Zachary Hanricker.
Hi, I'm Adrian Seek, and this is my credo. I believe many things, different things sometimes. Usually, I believe we're all products of our environments and our experiences. Sometimes, we just are a certain way, and usually that belief serves me. Usually, I believe we're all doing our best. Sometimes that's too hard, but most of the time I do. Usually, I don't believe in gods, deities, and the supernatural. Sometimes I want to, but I never believe it, and that's okay. I've never believed in an afterlife, but I've always thought it would be a comforting thing. I always believe I'm good. I always try to believe others are too, and that's the hardest thing to do. I will not have pages of everything I believe, because I am too opinionated, and especially ever-changing. But when I boil everything down, this is what I have.
Hey everybody, my name is Liam Spohr, and I'm really excited to share my credo with you today. What happens after you die? I've always wondered that in my head over the past years. My grandma isn't doing well, and I wonder what will happen or where she will go when she passes away. Will she go to heaven or hell? Will I see her in spirit when I die? Will she be reincarnated where her soul will go into another body? Will she be transmigrated into an animal or tree or flower? I don't know the answers, but these are my thoughts. I am agnostic, which means that there is always a possibility that I am open to the idea of different religions and gods and whatnot. I'm also a secular humanist, which means that I believe in human reason and ethics. There is a moral compass in my heart that points to the right answers. Now back to what happens to people when they die. I don't believe in heaven or hell, nor good or evil. So people in my mind don't go to a better place or worse place because there is no good or evil to begin with. Criminals or people with bad past experiences are not evil. They have past traumatizing experiences most of the time that makes them do bad things. I believe in reincarnation and transmigration. Reincarnation is when your soul goes to a different body when you die, specifically for humans and their souls. But transmigration is when your soul might also go into an animal, or a tree, or a bird, or even a flower. Anything that has a living soul. A wise man told me this really interesting story about when people die. After someone dies, they are put to a test. They are shown these horrible demons or pictures that are fake. And if the person thinks that these demons or pictures are real, they get reborn to learn more about their life, and then after they die, they get tested again. If that person said those pictures were fake, they get rewarded by ascending past the death plane. I love this story because it really speaks to me, and I think this makes a lot of sense. I also believe that when you die, you have unfinished business, so you would come become a ghost to finish that said business. One of the big things in my belief is karma. Karma is a risky but also a rewarding act, or the world treating you one way or another. If you put good energy into the world and others, you get good in return. If you put negative energy into the world, negative things will happen in return, which no one wants. Is God real? This is a big question I get asked a lot from my friends that are Christian. I say, I'm not sure. No one knows. No one has proof. The Bible was made by humans, and it's not all true. I'm open to the possibility of God, though, as well as the Greek gods and the Roman gods and any other god or higher power. All of these higher powers could exist, and maybe they do, but unless there is solid proof of them, I just don't know. So I'm not sure what will happen to my grandmother when she passes away, but I know that she might get reincarnated or not come back at all, and that's okay. I don't know, and that's okay in UUism. Thank you.